Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline De Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listener, welcome to episode number 57 of Blissen Up. So before I get started, I have to tell you what happened to me today. Today, I decided that I was going to start recording my podcast on video and audio. It's a goal that I've had for a long time. I tried it once before, didn't work out so well, but I've been working with my video guy. I got some equipment and I was like, I'm gonna give this another go. And today was the day. I got all dressed up. I looked great. I set up the camera. Everything was fantastic. And I launched into recording my very first video and audio podcast, only to have the video camera die midway through the podcast episode. And I realized it died. And I was like, okay, that didn't work out. Okay, better. I'll learn better next time. Have it fully charged, no problem. But I was like, you know what? I'm just going to keep recording the audio. It was a good episode. I didn't want to lose the groove. So I just figured nobody will know that the video died. I'm just going to keep going. And I did, only to learn that my audio had also crashed and I was recording silently for the full episode. When I finished my podcast episode and I went back to play just to see how it came out, and I realized there was no sound, I was totally bummed. I mean, talk about like wasted effort and time, right? So I got myself together. I got up. I changed out of my nice clothes into my workout clothes, and I went for a very much needed run. And while I was running, I remembered my dear friend, Bruce Turkel. Bruce is a professional speaker, a brand guru, and he is my mentor. And Bruce always says that you are not a professional speaker until you have bombed on stage. So when people come to him for advice or, you know, for mentorship, and they talk about their speaking careers, he always asks them, well, how many times have you bombed on stage? How many times has the tech crashed or the microphone not worked, or, you know, you told a story that didn't land? Like, he gives all these examples. And whenever the person says, well, no, that's never happened to me, I always kick butt. Everything goes perfectly. He's like, then you don't speak enough. You need to speak more. And I thought about him with that, and I thought, well, I guess you're not really a professional anything until you have experienced all the epic fails, the mishaps, the Murphy's Law moments, all those little glitches that come that only experience teaches. So I'm going to go ahead and chalk this experience up to me becoming a professional podcaster. So thank you if you have been with me since my very first episode when I was only an amateur, and you have been with me through the evolution of this podcast. And if you're here for the very first time, well, I am over one hump. I'm sure that there are more hurdles to cross over, but thank you for being here with me through the whole experience. We are growing together and co-creating this space together. So, onward we go. So for today's episode, today is Live With Intention Day. Yes, it is the first day of June. Welcome to a new month. I am so happy to step into this month with you. As you may already know, if you are familiar with this podcast, on the first of the month, or it's thereabouts, I dedicate one episode to our Live With Intention framework. This is a ritual of noticing what's been going on in your life in the past month, paying attention, documenting, success filing, memorializing the month, and also noticing what maybe hasn't been working, what do you want to leave behind in the month, what would you like to let go of, and what energy would you like to step into this new coming month. So this is the time to notice that. We also name the month. We create an intention or a theme for the month, and that allows us to step into each new month with a renewed energy, with a renewed sense of purpose and direction. Setting an intention is like setting an aim in a direction that we want to go. And then we get to spend the month together nurturing that intention, nurturing that energy. And it's really a practice that creates a rhythm in your life, which allows you to honor the seasons, honor the moments that you're experiencing, honor the highs and the lows, and live with presence, with awareness, with a sense of control and proactivity in your life. And when I say control, I mean control over what is within your control. Because as you know, there are so many things in this life that are outside of our control, but living with intention is within our control. And therefore, that is what we're responsible for. We are only responsible for what we can control. So this morning, I sat with my journal in reflection. I was browsing through my pictures. I was success filing, documenting, looking through the month of May to go through this practice myself, right? And something that I noticed, I gathered today, and I thought it was just such an important thing to point out, was I was looking through all of the pictures of the month and all of the special moments that I enjoyed. And the theme that I set for May was Mindfulness May, Mindful May. And the reason I set that theme was because I knew in advance that May tends to be a very chaotic month. There's a lot of transitions. There's a lot of movement. There's a lot of parties. There's a lot of overwhelm, chaos, end of the year kind of things. I knew that I was going to be traveling in May. My kid was going to be graduating from eighth grade. There was just going to be a lot of things going on. So of course, I knew this in advance, and I set myself up with the intention of being hyper mindful so that I wouldn't miss the moment if I got lost in overwhelm, if I got too chaotic. I wanted to savor, I wanted to enjoy, I wanted a reminder that we could pause and be present even if we're busy, that we don't need an abundance of time, free space, cushion in between events in order to enjoy those events. Sometimes there could be a lot of chaos and you could be in a rush, and yet when you arrive at a moment, you can still very much savor that moment with mindfulness and intention. So I wanted that reminder this May, and I think I did a fairly decent job at it. The theme also served me well in noticing areas of my life where I had slipped into autopilot. I addressed some of those in the last couple of episodes of the podcast. The mindfulness really inspired me to kind of take a hard look at all the areas of life and see where was I falling into autopilot. And listen, in life, there's always something kind of falling through the cracks. I mean, we are human and we're doing the best we can. Even this month in May, I was hyper vigilant and focused on family time, travel, work. I delivered a masterclass or a couple of masterclasses this month. I've had so many coaching clients. I've really been zoomed in on a lot of the things that matter most. And even still, I found myself slipping in the area of housekeeping. Now, I haven't been able to keep up with my house to the degree that I usually keep up with it. And I just haven't carved out that much time. So there are days that I didn't make the bed in the morning, or the kitchen was messier than usual, or just little things like that. So this is a work in progress. You know, we focus on progress, not perfection. Life is not a completely balanced environment. It's like my friend Dan Thurman says, balance is not something you are. Balance is something that you do. So you're constantly tweaking and adjusting and all that kind of stuff. So in the reflection, as I was thinking about what I want to carry into June and the energy that I want to step into and all that good stuff, I noticed that I really want to slow down a little bit in June to carve out enough time to, on the daily, keep up with my house. Why? Because not doing so drains my energy, and doing so nourishes my soul. So I thought, okay, I didn't do that great in May. In June, I'm going to pay a little bit more attention, and I'm going to just be a little more mindful about picking up around the house and keeping the house in order. And also, now that we're in the summer, putting my kids into work mode so that they're collaborating. Funny story. So today, I woke up in the morning and I had this thought. My kids wake up and they just get on their phones, they go to the TV, and they just, you know, they kind of lounge because it's summer. And I wrote them a beautiful letter. Hello, my beautiful boys. You know, I want you to create the habit of collaborating with your roommates and, you know, protecting your home and all this kind of stuff. So I have collected all of the technology around the house. I took all of their cell phones, all of the remote controls, all of the everything, laptops, everything. I took everything. I put it in a bag, and I gave them a checklist of things that I wanted them to do around the house. And I said, here's your checklist of all the things that need to get done. When all of these things are done and the house is in order, then you can come and collect your electronics. They were not happy, but I will tell you that it was a very productive morning. So I'm going to keep doing that every morning to make sure that they are cooperating, because this isn't a one-woman show. You know, we gotta work together as a team here. So these are the things that I was focusing and reflecting on. So I thought long and hard about what the theme for June was gonna be. And as you may already know, I always think about the theme, not only for myself, but for the collective. So I think about what my one-on-one clients are going through. I think about what the community is going through in thinking about the theme and what I'm going through personally, right? And I think, like, what would be a theme that would serve us all well? And I had a few thoughts come up this month. And of course, because my girlfriend Betsy loves alliteration, I'm always trying to find a word that has alliteration with the month. So I kept thinking of all, like, anything that with a J. But Betsy, sometimes you can't find the right word because there's just a different name that's popping up, you know? Sometimes it doesn't work. So I've been thinking a lot about what I want the energy of June to be. And if you don't know, I'm hosting a group coaching program called DARE. It's starting on June 2nd, and I am calling it like a personal development summer camp. I am daring you to live big, to thrive, to live into a dream, a desire, something that you have wanted in your life, a little seed that's been burning in your soul. How are we going to step into that and honor that and dare to take action on that thing? So I wanted the theme for June to be fun and exciting. I also was thinking about the season of summer. Summer is a time where we are alive, where the days are longer, where we've woken up. It's a time to just come out of your shell, right? It is not a time to hibernate or rest. It's quite the opposite. And then I was talking to one of my clients, and she was telling me that she really wants to focus this month on her, like, cleaning things up with her diet, cleaning things up and really focusing on her fitness and, like, going all in, you know? And I gave her this little analogy, which I thought was so fun. I'm like, well, summertime is a time for minimal clothes because it's so hot outside. So we wear bathing suits, we wear summer dresses, we don't wear sleeves, we wear shorts. So it's a time for minimal clothes. Therefore, we can equate that with minimal indulgences. And that was kind of fun for her. She enjoyed that. So, you know, I've just been thinking about all of this collective, all this energy that I want for June. And then it dawned on me, that's the theme. June is going to be energized June. I want this June to be all about feeling that energy, doing the things that nourish your energy, removing the things that drain your energy, feeding your soul, your mind, your body with nourishment and excitement and fun. I want you to be untamed and bold and brave. That's what I'm thinking about for June. So the theme that I am choosing for the collective, and of course, I'm choosing this for you with the understanding that if you are in a different season, that if this is not the theme for you, you have the option of choosing your own theme, of deciding this is not the season for this in your life. You don't have to adopt the theme of the collective. You are the CEO of your own life. This is about designing a life that serves you well. In fact, I think back to a year ago when my sister was in the hospital in June, and June felt so different for me. I was in the middle of a family crisis. I was trying to balance between the crisis and living a life and also enjoying the summer with my kids. And it just didn't look the same as it does now. That didn't feel quite as fun and exciting and energizing. It was a little bit more about survival. And I remember I chose the theme last year to be refresh. And I talked about it in episode number 4. And the reason I chose that particular theme was because I felt like I needed a refresh. I needed to focus on things that were refreshing because life didn't feel refreshing at the time. Life felt very heavy, very, very saturated, very draining. So whatever you are feeling into, I want to give you permission to do this practice on your own. Do the reflection for yourself and figure out where you are. And if you happen to be in the same wavelength as me, then I invite you to join along the ride with me. But if you are not, I also invite you to look at the other themes that we have chosen throughout the months and see if there's something that serves you well from those themes, because this is a collective practice and we get to stack one on the other. We get to interchange them. We get to use them when they serve us. It's beautiful. I love this practice. So this month we are going to be nurturing our energy, and I cannot wait to do that in the group that I've created. I have some incredible people signed up for it already. It starts tomorrow. It actually kicks off tomorrow, June 2nd. Our first call will be on June 3rd. And we have a private community. We're going to have 6 weeks of coaching. And I think it's going to be a really special, beautiful time. And I think it's going to be very energizing. So if you want to join us, it is not too late. You can still register by going to carolinedeposada.com/dare. You could also find it on my show notes, on Instagram. If you have any questions about it, you can reach out to me. I'm always available to speak with you. I would love for you to participate and join our DARE cohort and see what kind of energy that sparks in your life. Like what will it inspire you to dare to do this summer season? I can't wait. All right, my friends, so that's all I've got for you today. I am wishing for you on this sacred Sunday to just carve out a little bit of time to sit with your journal, with your camera roll, to do a little success filing, to do the practice of noticing, naming, and deciding what you want to nurture in your life, and deciding that this is your story. You are the author of your book of life. And this is just one more chapter in which you get to design the narrative you want to co-create with the universe. That's all I got for you today, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for being here. I love this opportunity to connect with you. Now, if today's conversation sparked something inside of you and you would love the opportunity to dig a little deeper and dare a little bigger, I would love to invite you to my brand new group coaching experience. It is called DARE. We are kicking DARE off on June 2nd, and we are gathering together a community of people who are ready to get more clarity, to dream bigger, to co-create, to release what does not serve them, to take aligned action, and to enjoy the season and this life that they have created. This is going to be a summer experience, and it's going to be amazing. So if you are interested and you want to join, just go to carolinedeposada.com/dare or click the link in my show notes for more details. I cannot wait to see what this opportunity may hold for you. All right then, until next time, may you continue to live a life that allows you to find the bliss that is already within you. Bye.